Hey, Positive Vibes here. How is everyone doing? Positive Vibes, I wear the mask. Main concept, don't judge a book by its cover. Positive or negative, good or bad. Main goal, spreading the positivity any way possible. I want to welcome you to episode 359 of Positive Vibes. And get into that a little bit later, but first off, I want to say start off by saying thank you. Thank you, my friends. Thank you for the love and support for myself, for Positive Vibes. Thank you for the love and support for one another. Thank you for the love and support for yourself. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, where I am right now, my friends, being away from Positive Vibes for a good month and a half, I would say, has helped. I've been putting out a few posts on my Instagram, hashtag woke. Not a big fan of the word, but been saying it over and over again, so now it is, I guess. And balance. been learning, and I want to say thank you for every single one of you that I have ever come across in my entire life. the perspective that I have now, I'm so thankful that I kept on thinking about perspective. I'm so thankful with everything I've been through that I never forgot what I've been through. Something stuck with me, and the one thing that stuck with me since I was born, since I was put in this world till now, is my health issues. That's a constant reminder for me that, hey, You still got a long way to go, you know? You still got a long way to go. So that's what patience means. I want to say, my friends, I'm excited. I've talked about favorite words, right, of mine, which I'm looking forward down the road to get into all of that. But rejuvenated, right? And I'm so thankful I've been through everything I've been through the way I did it. Like, honestly, when I say that now, I can say it without, like, not even questioning it, you know what I mean? I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. You know, I again just want to say thank you. Thank you for being there at any moment in any connection we've done. There's a lot going on, right? There's a lot going on in the world. And from that, honestly, and everything I was doing, right, for this month and a half that I've been away from Positive Vibes, thank you so much, honestly, my friends. But one thing I'm thankful for is my health and learning that more and more. Everything I've learned, right, in the past and remembering, that's what I was told, that's what this person said, that's what this happened, and all of this. Connecting the dots. I'm glad I kept on repeating certain things and embraced it. Learning what embrace actually means. Learning what, for me, openly saying that I feel to a point I've been a hypocrite. And I know I don't need to, so I'm only going to say it once. I apologize to anybody and anyone that I have done anything to in any way, knowingly or unknowingly. Second time, I apologize. I am really, really looking forward to getting back on this, doing it how I feel. it's the next chapter, right? Next chapter, a Positive Vibe story, right? There's going to be a shift in the content, how I put it out, what I'm putting out, the simplicity of it, the balance of it. The mask, we're gonna do some things with the mask. We're gonna do some things with different platforms, possibly mix it up, but you know, simplicity. A few other words I haven't been focusing on, right? I wasn't focusing on certain words. Balance is a big word. Simplicity is a big word. KT, my friend, KT, the Anchor Nation, Kevin Touch, my friend, thank you so much. Thank you. And it's simply amazing. Just simply amazing. I have so many thoughts going in my mind. I had a conversation today with someone on a social media platform that reached out to me. I'm not going to get too much into it because, you know, I feel like I should get permission, even though I'm not going to say his name. I said he, his name, but anyways, I focused on it. Maybe nobody would have caught it. But anyways, what I was going to say, yeah, I had a conversation, a good conversation, just talking. Like he needed someone to talk to, and I always love that. Like I'm wow. Ask positive vibes, man. Like I can you ask me? Like I want to learn from all of you. I'm willing to see where maybe my knowledge is right now. I'm really looking forward to it. And the conversation we had, I went for a while and just really learning and understanding what that embracing the now means. And what's pretty cool with this situation, and I'm gonna get confirmation from him if he's okay with me sharing it, because even though it's I'm not sharing his name, I don't know, I feel like I should ask his permission. So I looked at the date roughly last year May. He reached out to me as well. And I pretty much wrote something, so I was able to see physically pretty much, and whatever I talked about and remembering is that I wrote something. I didn't talk to him, I think I remember that time. I wrote something to him. And the one thing that stood out to me that I have to say that I gave him advice for was live something about the now. Like, you know how we talk about living in the now? I was saying, don't focus on the now. Meaning, when you're going through hard times, I was focusing more on moving forward, but I wasn't talking as much a balance, right? Of thing. It was a bit there. I like to believe I wasn't far off. That's why I'm here now. I feel like this chapter is going to be simply amazing for me. Like it has every chapter, every day, every year, and understanding all of these wonderful words, which I'm willing to embrace, willing to connect. Melissa Reyes, I'm going to name some people. I hope they don't mind. I love that concept. I really understand it now when you have those cards, and I forgot what they're called, but the words, and then you ask people to call in. I need to connect with you, my friend. KT, I've already said. Who else? There's so many other wonderful people, but I don't want to keep on going. I feel like if I say 6, 7, 8, then I should say more, right? Everybody that just had an opinion, had an opinion. One thing I'm going to put out there from now is one of my main concepts, like one of my main, well, I have some one concept, but I have so many concepts. I don't want to just focus on one. So one thing is about not leaning too much to the left, not leaning too much to the right, right? What I've learned, and I'll put it out there, positivity can be used to spread negativity. Positivity can be used to spread negativity. This is different for me. To put this out to all of you, it's different. I know for people that have listened to me, that understood me, like I feel like that's something I haven't, maybe I have. Now, again, maybe I'm focusing too much on one side, right? So I don't want to think too much about that. But one example I want to give is, and I hope it comes out right, is mathematics, right? If we look at mathematics as a good thing, there's equations, right? There's answers. The answers are there, right? So the answers are there. So meaning that we have four signs, right? We have division, subtraction, addition, multiplication, right? You're not gonna to get your answer in equation, you're not gonna just divide or subtract. Like you're not gonna just do one thing to get that answer. Mathematics answer is, from my knowledge, how I see it, right, personally, is that you need both, right? Don't lean too much to the left, don't lean too much to the right. So meaning too much, division and subtraction is a negative, right? So you're attracting negativity. Positivity, right, is addition and multiplication, right? That's growth, right? You need both. You need both to get that answer, to get that equation. Right? The more I'm speaking like this, like I wasn't thinking about what I want to say right now. It just came out. But of course, this is the concept that I have put out there. I've already posted it and so on. So yeah. But that's it. Like honestly, my friends, again, I want to come back to say thank you. Really, really appreciate everything all of you are doing. Learning, just continuously gaining knowledge and making changes. And some changes I want to put out there from now, from this post. And I'm going to end it off with explaining now, just, and I'll explain more tomorrow on a podcast. We'll see what we call it and all this stuff. But what was I going to say before? Look, when I go off topic, because so many thoughts, but they're coming clear. The thoughts are coming clear 100%. Yeah, so one thing. Changes for me is that my plan moving forward for me is that balance is the key. That's what I want to really put out there. I'm not going to do specifics, everything, right? Whether that's movies, and movies is something I did still during Positive Vibes, of course. Sports, but what I need to do more is hang around my friends a little bit more, right? The distance, no more division there, and spending more time with family, with the wife also, and always doing that. But so looking forward to it, right? Looking forward to just changing up things, right? How much I watch sports. Now, one other thing I'll add, I'll put it out there, but I'm not gonna directly say it. I found my truth, meaning I went deep, knowingly and unknowingly. And I'm so glad I kept on. When I put out my content, I kept on going left, right, kept on going back and forth, kept on going back and forth, kept on going back and forth. And then I was too focused on the positivity more than the negativity, focused on the good more than the not so good. No, it doesn't work like that. So again, looking forward to, yeah, so pretty much I went deep into the truth, and it just came in front of me, and everything I've learned helped me deal with what I've the information, knowledge that just went whack in my face, even though I learned it in a long period of time. But how it hit me, I was able to embrace it a lot better. I realized that for myself as a strength, right? I was able to because of what I've been through all my life, not only during 6 years, which I really have been focusing on too much, but past. We all have a past, and we all should share our past. We need to get used to our past. The reason I believe we should get used to our past is because those are where we're going to get our ideas from. Think about your past. Think about your past. It will give us the ideas that we need for now that will help us for the future. And so now, getting to what my content, right? And this is where we'll sort of end it off. But it's been 13 minutes. I've been much longer than this. So we'll see how long we go. But I got to get back to Mrs. PV, my everything. She's been woke for a while, but in a different way. Like, she, for sure, like, it's balance, right? Realizing how much I really need her. And not even, like, I don't know if that's the right way to put it, like, how we need each other, how we help each other, like, all, everything's in front of us. It's already happening. There's certain things that don't need to be focused on, right? They just don't. That's my view, I guess, or where I see it. So my content, people know that I have, let's say just for the station, like this podcast, whatever you want to call it, but I don't want to call it Positive Vibes Podcast or Positive Vibes Station. No. I want to just call it Positive Vibes. That's what it is. It's just Positive Vibes. Just burped. Sorry if you guys could hear it. It was a little small one. Oh man, life is good still. Life is good, my friends, and I'm looking forward. I could see on it. I'm gonna say sorry. I don't know why. I feel guilty, right? But at the same time, I understand, like, everything I've been through is my story, my journey, and but yeah, so my content. I'll get back to that. Is so I had, like, Mondays I had hashtag PV social media Mondays. Tuesdays I had something. Wednesdays I had something. I don't even want to say it, but I had it. Okay, hashtag PV Connects Tuesdays, hashtag PV Influence Wednesdays, hashtag, I don't even want to say this one. But anyways, I won't get into that right now. But Positive Vibe Dedication to Gary Vee Thursdays. Fridays, I got Good Morning, and then I also had like Good Night Motivation with Positive Vibes Fridays. Saturday was like Real Talk with Positive Vibes, and then there was also it was also what do you call it? The evening. How could I forget this one? Mr. and Mrs. Positive Vibes. So we did like 10, 11 episodes. Looking forward to that one, to getting that back on that. Sundays, we had Sundays with P Bear. That was a lot. That was a lot. That was a lot. And forget about that. Then I got my Instagram. Then I got my Snapchat. Then I got my YouTube. Then I got everything. No wonder. Wow. Too much content is not good. You need balance. There's always balance. Balance is key, my friends. Balance is key. I honestly believe that from the bottom of my heart. But that's my view. That's my opinion. But I'm looking forward to just connecting, reaching out to all of you. And I apologize if I'm coming out in a different light. And again, this is something I'm still working on. Maybe I'm questioning myself too much. That's something I've done. Something I've realized. I feel like I've realized it in a short time, but it's actually a long time. And that's what's been happening, right? Every single time something happens, I feel like, oh, now I know it. No, but I don't really focus too much, and I should, that, hey, you've been learning, you've been doing your thing. You know, that's the accountability. We're already motivating ourselves. We are motivating ourselves. We're motivating to ourselves, right? But let's see, anything else? Yeah, 3:59. So what I'm going to be doing, for the people that are here on Anchor, friends, I should say, on Anchor, you know how it works with the episodes and maybe even other platforms, right? That you start a podcast on, you have numbers that come out automatically. So right now, technically, with all the recordings I've done here, it's number 359. And I'm going to continue from 359, which is this one. And again, it's going to be positive vibes. I don't like division. I do not like too much division, I guess, balance, right? But yeah, that's why I'm not going to think about it as a station. I'm not going to think about it as a I'm not going to think about it as a station. I'm not going to think about it as a what am I thinking? Podcast. Look, it's not even coming to my head anymore. Love it. Podcast. So like all of that, right? I don't want to have too many options. Too many options, not always good. Balance, balance, balance. And that's what I think one of the keys. Balance. Another one will be balance. Another one would be, look, I gotta think. Well, my Mrs. PV just texted me, so I do probably 3 minutes. I would think 20 minutes would be good for this one. So yeah, so you know, balance. I'm gonna talk about that division, subtraction. I'm gonna talk a lot about the negativity side, and to put it in my words, focus on the negative. Maybe that will be the next campaign, right? The first part was focus on the good more than the not so good. And now maybe I could do focus on the bad more than the, or yeah, focus on the bad more than the good, something like that. And then, yeah, so why don't you guys give me your opinion? I would love that. If you listen to this, thank you so much for the few seconds, the few minutes that you've given me. I appreciate it, the love and support. Right back to you. Whatever I can do for you, please ask. And ask Positive Vibes. We're going to get that movement maybe going too. So many things coming to mind right now. But yeah, I would love your ideas. Like about that, maybe. What you think. And, you know, what your feedback is with everything maybe I said. I would love your feedback. I'm looking forward to connecting, engaging, jumping on calls. You know. And maybe directly giving apologies to people. I just feel a bit guilty, but at the same time, real take going strong now, stronger than ever. That's what I honestly believe. But hard work and all of that is good. But understanding it the way I do now, I just feel like positive vibes is here. And, you know, I always have my phrases, right? So let's see what happens right now. I keep going, keep your head up and keep moving forward, 100%. But you got to add on that, right? So keep your head up and keep moving forward. Keep your eyes wide open, you know? Keep balancing your life, you know? I'm going to see what I'm going to do with my phrase, because I do like phrases, right? It's good. And we'll see how we mix that up. But be conscious, right? Like, keep your head up and keep moving forward. So literally, do it though. So it's not a bad phrase. Like, I think I'm just overthinking right now. Keep your head up and keep moving forward, meaning just keep going, just keep walking, keep just, that's the direction you need to go forward. I understand there's left, right, up, down, there's, you know, circle. Why you could have a straighter line. It doesn't have to be a big maze. It does not have to. Get rid of the maze and make it a single line, right? Honestly, that's one thing I think I'm seeing right now that I feel makes sense, right? I'm really looking forward, like I said, connecting with all of you. I had P-Bear, which was focus on the honey and life. That will be changed. I guarantee that. Focus on the honey and life. Now, again, I'm going to see how, right? Whether I keep the same phrase and change it up, but there has to be a balance, right? So we're going to go with that. But looking forward to maybe keeping P-Bear in the mix. I think we need that, especially for the youth. And I think elders as well. We'll see how that goes. I always say, and I think I'm going to stick with that, I'm going to learn that word trust and what that really means. Trust and truth. Those are two words. And I moved away from that. I moved away from trust, positive vibes, right? Kept on writing that in the beginning. Trust, positive vibes, trust, positive vibes. I addicted to myself that I have to trust this, whatever I'm doing. You know what I mean? And it worked out for me. It worked out. It does work out. It does. I do agree to that personally. That's how I view it. I feel like the word is awakening, right? I've had an awakening, but I feel like it's just words I've used in the past. I don't have to move away from all everything, right? It's just a different perspective. Is that, I forgot what I was going to say, like the words I was going to use. All right, my friends, thank you so much for joining me. The few seconds, the few minutes that you've given me, episode 359 of Positive Vibes. That's really amazing to say that. Keep doing your thing, my friends. Keep being you. Looking forward to connecting, engaging. Let's do this thing. Let's move. Let's keep moving.